Radio to
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. House Bill 2024 goes into effect July 1st. A part of it codifies the Foster Care Bill of Rights and requires the Secretary for Children and Families to provide written and oral notification of the Bill of Rights. Founder of Cultural Creations, Inc., Alexandria Ware, said a lot of kids in foster care have their rights violated. And visibility is being blamed for a tractor-trailer crash near Liberal. J.P. Bizet has more.
54-year-old Arbeno Arvizu from Texas was seriously injured in the crash. The accident occurred Wednesday afternoon about 8 miles northwest of Liberal. Arvizu was following a John Deere tractor driven by 20-year-old Aubrey Schumacher of Elkhart. Schumacher failed to see Arvizu's truck due to a cloud of dust causing the collision. Arvizu was taken to Southwest Medical Center with suspected serious injuries, while Schumacher escaped unharmed. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Commerce, in partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, needs input regarding how Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, funding is distributed. CDBG funds, which are received each year from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, are used to address community needs in cities and counties across Kansas. Over the years, CDBG projects have included assistance for business startups and expansions, downtown commercial rehabilitation, housing rehabilitation, and water and sewer line extensions. The Department of Commerce wants to ensure CDBG investments advance the goals established in the Kansas Framework for Growth, the state's Economic Development Strategic Plan, and are utilized more strategically to help communities across the state. To make these changes, the Department of Commerce and its partners are seeking input from residents, local elected officials, and others via an online survey. And the survey, which will take about 10 minutes to complete, will pose questions such as what amenities are most important to you in your city or county, what is the current quality of these amenities, how does your city or county identify what improvements are needed, and has your city or county benefited from CDBG funding in the past? Responses collected are important in guiding the way to invest in the future of Kansas, and individuals are asked to respond by Thursday, June 15th. To complete the survey, you can visit surveymonkey.com/r/Kansas-CDBG. Two middle school juveniles, one 12 years old and the other 13, faced 15 felony counts in a June 5th fire that heavily damaged the Rollins County Junior-Senior High School in Atwood, and a fire was also set at Atwood Grade School. The total cost of the damage has not yet been determined. The county attorney also confirmed that 10 firefighters were injured in response to the fire. The juveniles faced charges that include one count of terrorism, one count of aggravated arson, one count of arson, 10 counts of aggravated battery, one count of burglary, and one count of criminal damage. A joint investigation into the reported arson involved the Kansas State Fire Marshal, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the Atwood Police Department, and the Rollins County Sheriff's Office. A detention hearing was held on Thursday morning, and the court ordered that the juveniles be detained, and the investigation is ongoing. On Tuesday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced a change to the Project Access COVID Tests, or Project ACT program, allowing all Kansas households to request free at-home COVID-19 tests through June 15th, and residents are encouraged to order additional free tests while the supplies last. All Kansas households can order free COVID-19 tests through accesscovidtests.org, and each household can place an order of 5 at-home COVID-19 tests, and Amazon will deliver the test kits directly to your house. Kansans who need more support to order the tests may call 866-534-3463. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has already distributed 308,615 tests to Kansas families through Project ACT. Individuals should check their test expiration date before using it, though if the date has passed, the test may still be appropriate to use. You can check for an FDA extension at fda.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start this Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits. A new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During the construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured using U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road, and a 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Wednesday, May 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Adam Zur was in to visit with the commission about obtaining an easement agreement on E7, and the commission stated that a copy of the county right-of-way would be sent by mail. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department reported to the commission on recent road damage from the rains and stated that crews will be working to repair those areas as the conditions allow. Steve Persinger was in to visit with the commission about a road concern and standing water. Steve stated that with the recent road work completed and with the rains, he has a standing water issue in a draw, and the main concern with the standing water was a well that is located in the same area. Steve asked that the road be fixed to allow proper drainage and the well be checked by an engineer to see if it was sealed properly. The road crew was to address the road immediately, and an engineer would be contacted for inspection of the well. Commissioner Thompson made a motion to approve the May 15, 2023 minutes with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the May 22, 2023 commission minutes with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motions passed. Marvin Matchett discussed the Sebelius Lake contract with the commission, and this would be the contract with the state and Almena Irrigation District. The state of Kansas currently pays $50,000, and local authorities are looking for assistance to fulfill the additional $50,000, so it was decided that further discussion would be needed. The May vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission and county attorney for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted, and the meeting was then adjourned until June 6th. And the unofficial minutes from the June 6th meeting includes that members of the Norton County Soil Conservation were present at the meeting with Michael Thompson, Kevin Sides, and Fig Millen presenting the annual report for the Conservation District, which included the projects and annual conservation investment within the county. The Conservation District presented their proposed budget for 2024, which included a $3,000 increase request from the county to $25,000. Jimmy Joe Jansonius, the Extension Director, introduced herself to the Commission and her role with Twin Creeks Extension District, as Jimmy Joe recently joined Twin Creeks Extension as the Extension Director and Community Vitality Agent. Jimmy Joe stated the district will present Extension activities and reports to the Commission in the fall, and if the Commission ever has any questions or concerns, they should call her. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission with operations, and Ted stated that after receiving a recent Foley Cat billing, he spoke with the area rep and was able to reduce the billing by almost half, as some of the changes being billed should have been covered by warranty. Ted spoke again about the leachate in cell number one, and at this time, a solution to drainage is still being worked on, and it appears a new well or digging out the current pipe is the only solution. Ted will visit with a couple of drillers to see if they are able to drill through the trash in order to install a new and larger casing. Added tax statement 2023-23 was presented to the commission for a late file. The added statement was approved and signed in the amount of $26.20. Abated tax statement 2023-22 was presented to the commission for signature and approval, and the statement was issued by BOTA for a low production well. The abatement was for $18,673.40, and the commission signed and approved the order. Jeremy McGuire with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and the Norton County's group sales advisor stopped in to visit with the commission about policy and trends in the industry, and Jeremy stated that he will get some claim numbers for the county as they begin the budget process. The meeting was then adjourned until June 12th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor, back from leading a trade mission to Japan, defends the administration's emphasis on the trip's overdoing market-opening free trade deals. Taylor says trade missions like the one she led to Japan this week with 40 U.S. farms and 11 state ag departments connect sellers and buyers, create trust, and bring sales.
In 2022, we led 5 agribusiness trade missions, and the 12-month projected sales from those 5 trade missions was $42 million.
But the U.S.-Japan trade deal in 2019 ended or reduced tariffs on more than $7 billion worth of U.S. farm goods, and with a beef safeguard deal last year, led to $14.6 billion in record agricultural sales. Still, Taylor downplayed the importance of free trade deals.
But that in and of itself does not get you actual exports. And so I think that's why we prioritize this trade mission to Japan. That's why these types of programs are so important.
And Taylor plans more of them.
We also are working on some upcoming trade missions for later this year to Chile, Malaysia and Singapore, and Angola.
Taylor, like her boss, Secretary Vilsack, remains hamstrung by the White House, where President Biden is reluctant to do trade deals that aren't widely popular outside agriculture. and struggled to get through Congress. The National Milk Producers Federation this week approved a suite of farm bill policy priorities covering the commodities, conservation, trade, and nutrition titles. In the commodities title, NMPF seeks to build on its successes in the last farm bill to strengthen the dairy safety net and provide producers with access to a range of risk management tools. NMPF's board voted to support continuing the dairy margins coverage safety net while updating the program's production history calculation. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Scattered showers and few thunderstorms possible over the western and central counties today, with a few strong to severe storms possible mainly in the western and southwestern counties. Some large hail and damaging wind possible later on. Over the weekend, a low will drop southward into the central plains, bringing precipitation to most of our state on Saturday. Looks like the wet weather pattern could continue into next week. Our daytime highs will be on a cooling trend tomorrow and again on Sunday as more clouds move in. On the map, a stationary front is set up over central Kansas. We have high pressure still parked over the Great Lakes and the Midwest. Lots of moist air hanging around the western two-thirds of the country. A cold front is starting to move southward out of the northern plains, and a low is expected to develop along that front and start heading our way tomorrow. By late this afternoon and into the evening, weak low pressure will be over southwest Kansas with some strong to severe thunderstorms possible. Most of the severe storms will stay over the panhandles, but a few could drift into the southwest counties. Looking at Saturday morning, the frontal boundary begins to move east with low pressure developing to our north and that cold front swinging in from the northwest. Rain and thunderstorms will be likely in the northern and eastern counties with scattered storms elsewhere. Then Sunday we'll get some sunshine in the western counties, but showers and thunderstorms will continue in the eastern areas. This afternoon in our northwest counties will be in the mid to upper 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Upper 80s and low 90s in the north central counties. Tonight we're in the low to mid 60s. Northeast, mid 80s today, mid 60s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 80s, mid to upper 50s for the overnight. South central, upper 80s and low 90s with low to mid 60s tonight. And in the southeast counties, mid to upper 80s. Tonight we're in the mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At night. white winged doves. Two doves that cry.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
We play all your favorites.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own.